Koemka had one tackle for negative four as well. And the sack goes to number 55, Quinn Smith, the defensive end, 5'10", 200 pounds. And the Kaczynski brought in one of the recovered fumbles, unsure of the other one. Two recovered fumbles for the Laker defense. And penalties started to add up for, we had three actually on defense. One was actually all three were unknown, didn't get numbers on that. A little difficult to get in the heat of the moment. Cass City's defense, 35 tackles, six tackles for a loss. You can tell Cass City was getting through the offensive line of Lakers and starting to make some havoc.
Yeah, and when they did that, that's when they when they forced Lakers to make those big pass plays. For example, one of the touchdowns came on a pitch to the tailback who ended up throwing the ball downfield for a touchdown. Cass City forced some situations that you would expect them to prevail on third and a country mile. We said multiple times tonight, third and 23 at the 30-yard line, and they launch a touchdown over the back of their heads. Things like that that just cannot happen tonight. Cass City did many things right, but the big plays went to Lakers tonight.
Red Hawks had one recovered fumble, and they forced that one fumble. No penalties on defense as far as Red Hawks go, clean there, and no interceptions. Individual tackling, Rasmussen with seven. Cuthrell with two before he went out with that injury. Stern with four. Przanowski with four. Field with two. Daniels with one. Churchill with one. Perry leading all tacklers on both teams with eight tackles on the night. Watson Moore, number 85, my favorite name in the league, with one tackle. Dickinson with four, and Monti, with one. Tackles for a loss. Watson Moore was actually doing a lot of damage. He had three tackles for a total of 10 yards lost. Cuthrell with one tackle for 5 yards. Dickinson, one tackle for 1 yard. And Daniels, one tackle for 2 yards. And that forced fumble was caused by number 65, Jacob Perry, the senior. And he recovered, was not quite sure as far as penalties, clean swipe. Actually, Churchill, 89, Eric Churchill, was recovered on that. Two penalties. One was on the kick that went out of bounds. The other one was a 5 yard penalty. So 5 total yards, really, when you look at it, Dave. Very clean. Cass City has a lot to look forward to. Really, unfortunately, their first bit of their schedule here on the road, the first four games in the season are all on the road for Cass City. And that's really got to be tough on a team.
Oh, it is. It's very tough. Now, the only advantage is if you were to come out and win two or three out of four of those games, you feel pretty good about yourself at going back home to get yourself into the playoffs. But when you start out 0-2 and you have two tough battles coming up next, it's not a good feeling, and practice is going to get that hard.
As we out here in a beautiful night in Laker Nation, 925 on your 102.1 FM dial. Really a beautiful night, and the final score 24-14, Lakers over Cass City. Last thoughts, Dave?
All I can say, Clark, we've seen a good ball game. It was very close. We've seen a lot of good offense, and actually the defense is going to look like they played the best this game. Both offenses were very good. We've seen probably a half dozen drives, both teams combined, stall inside the red zone, and outside of those things, eventually Lakers' defense and offensive line were winning the battles in the trenches, and at the end of the day, that eventually broke through some big pass and run plays. Lakers takes a big lead. Cass City tries to come back but run out of time. Great ball game. Great night tonight. Looking forward to next week.
Our sponsors for tonight's game was brought to you by Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, and M25 in Sebring, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Singer Bank with offices throughout Bad Axe, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sebring, Sandusky, Carroll, and Frankenmuth. Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance, Saginaw Valley State University, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Ball Equipment of Sandusky and Richmond, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb on a 4G LTE wireless system, Thumb Insurance Group, and Pigeon IGA. Cellular phone services as well as internet streaming brought to you by Thumb Cellular on 4G LTE. This game broadcast was a copyright presentation of the Thumb Broadcast Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistributions of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the internet without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Corporation, is strictly prohibited. So Cass City takes on a very good opponent next week in Sandusky on the road, who sounds like lost to Harbor Beach tonight. And Lakers actually has another home game against Vassar. That should be a great one. And actually, Dave and I and our whole WLAW Sports broadcast team will be having a Saturday matinee edition on 102.1 FM as the Harbor Beach Pirates take on the Menominee. Oh, I'm lost. I can't think of their mascot right now. It's evading me right now. But that will be taking place on Saturday on 102.1 FM. So our WLAB Sports broadcast team will be covering that on Friday. And on behalf of that entire WLAB Sports broadcast team, the Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson, Game In-Game Analysis, Dave Hansen, and I'm Clark Ramsey. We will see you, actually this team will see you, on Saturday, 8 days from now, as Harbor Beach takes on Menominee in Gaylord, Michigan, in the northern confines, above the 45th parallel in the great state of Michigan. On behalf of everyone at WLAB Sports and Thumb Broadcasting, so long, we'll see you next week.